Focused hatred. To hate is to have an intense dislike for someone or something. We often describe it as a feeling of being disgusted. We say we can't stand something. Believe it or not, hating can be a good thing, depending on what we are choosing to hate. God's plan is for us to focus our hatred on the right things. For example, we are to love God and hate evil. In the Bible it says, "Let those who love the Lord hate evil. He guards the lives of those who are faithful to him. He saves them from the power of sinful people." From Psalm 97, verse 10. When we turn our will and our lives over to the care of God and humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings, there should be a change in how we view things and how we react to people and circumstances. We begin to hate the things God hates and love the things God loves. From the Bible, it says, "There are 6 things the Lord hates, 7 that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community." From Proverbs 6, verses 16 to 19. We are to love people, even our enemies. We don't have to love the things they do, but we are called to love them. We are warned over and over by God how hatred of people and holding resentment and bitterness towards them can destroy us. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. The Bible says, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who call down curses on you, and pray for those who treat you badly. Anyone who hates their brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life." From Luke chapter 6, verses 27 and 28, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. God teaches us what to love and what to hate. Let's live in his wisdom today. Let's pray. Gracious God, teach me to love what you love and hate what you hate. I want to live with you and others in the light of your love. I want no part of what the devil tries to tempt me with. Help me to establish safe boundaries as I live in forgiveness. Amen.